Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you did because Gene Marks is back on the show. Gene is the editor of Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. He's the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. He's an outstanding resource expert on small business issues, a small business owner himself, and a prolific writer on these topics and speaker, and he's our good friend Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks very much. Hey, you know, I forgot to tell you that I also am an editor of a book called The Small Business Desk Reference, which came out a few years ago, but I want you to know I'm famous. My kids pointed out to me that at the, you know, Night at the Museum, the Ben Stiller movie?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
There's a scene where he's in his apartment and he's in front of his bookcase, and right behind him is my book, The Small Business Desk Reference.
Wow. So, can I touch you? That's impressive.
That's right. So
and
if
your
people
kid,
want
your
any autographs or want to line up for anything, just let me know.
your kids pointed this out to you?
They were the ones that actually
up until that point, you were like nobody, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Now, Jim, I'm somebody.
I know. If you get that kind of recognition with your kids, you've arrived, Gene. So congratulations. I've got to figure out how to get one of my books worked into that. That's kind of the Forrest Gump strategy there, isn't it?
It was my crack public relations team that got it done for me.
Both of them, right?
Gene, me and my wife.
What's going on with what's going on out there in the marketplace? What are you seeing?
I'll tell you specifically what I'm seeing. You know, here we go. We're past June 30th, which means the quarter has ended. And lo and behold, we're starting to see some earnings reports come out from the big public companies out there, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, what a surprise in this great, you know, financial crisis that we're in, this recession that we're in, you know, all of the meltdowns. These big companies are still earning lots of money. I mean, let me give you an example. You know, DuPont last quarter earned $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Intel Corporation, the guys that make those chips, they earned profits this last quarter. They made $1 billion.
Wow.
Microsoft earned, they haven't released their earnings yet for the quarter, but they're expected to show earnings of about $2 billion. And even Johnson & Johnson, the pharmaceutical guys,
mm-hmm.
they made over $3 billion
in a quarter.
In a quarter during this
wow.
big financial calamity
yep.
you know, that we're in right now, the recession.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what they all have in common, which is what really is the story here, is all those companies, as an example, they continue to lay people off.
Hmm.
I mean, all
well, that's,
them...
Well, that's one of the ways they're making that kind of money. I heard somebody say the other day that these earnings that we're hearing right now are not high-quality earnings, meaning they're making those earnings on the backs of the people that have been laid off, so to speak, not because they're growing their business necessarily.
You know, I'm not sure if I agree with that. I mean, let's take Microsoft, for example. Okay, in 2009, at the beginning of the year, they announced 5,000 people were going to be laid off or furloughed. And then recently they announced there was another 5,000 that was going to happen. That's in May of 2009 they announced that. So, first of all, that's somewhat recent. That was in May,
right.
And, you know, they're reporting earnings for the end of June.
Right.
Even with 10,000 employees, do you think that that's contributing to $2 billion?
No, I hear you. But the point I think they're making is that some, they were just indicating that the overall earnings picture has been influenced quite a bit by cost-cutting measures that they took last year and that they took this year. And that what their point is that those kinds of earnings may not be as sustainable once we move into the future.
Well, I think that may or may not be true, but I tell you, that to me is what the big difference is between big corporate America and small business.
Absolutely.
And why I think the government kind of misses the boat when they don't pay attention to small business. I mean, you know, if one of the sponsors, Administaff, they did a survey recently. They polled a few thousand small business owners around the country and basically asked them, do you think that we're going to be in a recovery from this recession? And, you know, like 82% of them said that they did not expect a recovery this year. Or if
mm-hmm.
they did, it wouldn't happen until the end of the year.
Right.
And yet, even so, 80% of those small business owners said they're going to keep their employee levels the same or even start hiring some more employees.
And not only that, but we also know that the small business owners who laid off employees did it late. They were the later the people who were the preponderance of the layoffs in the last few quarters have been small business owners, not the early ones.
That's exactly right.
Because these people, these are people that we know who they are. We look at them every day.
Yep.
We know their families. We know when their children are getting braces, or when they're sick, or when their ball games are. And plus, we don't have fat in our businesses. Everybody who works in a small business has got something to do.
What I've seen with business owners is that they, all of us, myself, I have 10 employees in my company. It is so expensive. It is such an investment to get a good employee working mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. and trained and experienced that we're really loathe to let them go.
Well, you know what small business owners typically do? The first thing that they do, in my experience, Gene, is if it comes to a point where they must reduce payroll, before they lay a person off, they cut their own pay.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
You know, that's such a great comment, Jim, and it's so true. And I really would like to see whether the senior managers or executives at, you know, Intel and DuPont and Johnson & Johnson, did those guys really take a pay cut this year? And if so, mm-hmm. was it more of a symbolic cut, or did it really mean something?
Well,
you're absolutely right.
And I think the point here, though, is not to demonize, and I know that's what you're not doing, not to demonize big companies at all, but to point out that these are reasons why, when you hear a politician, you know, spit out the fact that small business owners are the backbone of America, I don't think that politician really knows what he's talking about or she's talking about, but the truth is they've lurched uncontrollably to the truth, haven't they, Gene?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And business owners like ourselves, you know, we will do everything to keep employees, you know, employed, even going to the point of taking, you know, our own pay cuts.
Right.
And I think politicians and the government need to realize that there's 27 million small businesses out there. We're the ones that provide 90% of the jobs.
Of the $800 billion in stimulus, less than a billion of it, about three-quarters of a billion was attributed to small businesses.
You're absolutely right. And you know what's funny about that? I don't know if you've been discussing on your show the new, you know, Small Business Administration loans program.
Yeah, we have a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is, you know, it seems like so little, so like a nothing kind of like token contribution to the small business community, in my opinion.
And plus, part of the problem is, and I talked about this, I was asked this question on Fox Business so not long ago, and I pointed out that the distribution system, which is the SBA, unfortunately, is a system that most small business owners don't know how to access. We're going to talk about this some more with Gene Marks, including, I'm going to remind you about a survey that was taken recently of where people really want to work. Right after these messages, Gene Marks is our guest. I'm Jim Blessing, Game 20 After. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode. Only one moment when I got out of bed.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessing, Game, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that you can read or listen to. Anything under the small business sun that's on your mind, or that any pain that you have, any opportunity that you might have, we've got something there that either I or one of my Brain Trust members have talked about on the show, that we've archived that interview, or an article that we've written, either I or someone like our good friend Gene Marks, who's with us right now, has written. And of course, you can ask questions at AskJim.biz. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And or you can check out my blog, and or you can do all those things there, and it's all free just for you, thanks to our corporate partners and my organization, and thanks to our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the world. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gene Marks is one of those outstanding members of our Brain Trust, has been now for a long time. He's the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, and also a Small Business Book of Lists, and on and on. Gene, tell us how we can contact you online.
Oh, sure, Jim. My website, the best way to get to me is quickerbetterwiser.com.
Quickerbetterwiser.com, so check
you
that out.
It.
And you know, Gene, I was talking a minute ago about we've been throwing out a few research data points, and one of the things that I reported on about a couple of weeks ago, my good friend Chuck Martin is with NFI Research. He, in a recent poll that he conducted, which they do that every month, of people who work in the marketplace across the country, 71% of his respondents said they would rather work for a small or medium-sized company than for a big company. How about that?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't me either.
No. I mean, obviously, like we were talking about in the last segment, small businesses are providing, you know, they may provide a little bit less benefits financially, but they provide a whole lot more benefits, both emotionally and sort of long-term security as well.
It's more fun working here, isn't it?
Well, you know, I have to say, it's tough to generalize. I mean, in my business, I sell computer services.
I can generalize about that. It's more fun working for a small business.
Well, I go to a lot of small businesses, and I'll walk out of there, and I'll say, whew, I am glad I don't work there. But I do go to plenty that are really great places to work. And the same goes for large companies, too. I mean, look, there are a lot of really great large companies that
But right now, Gene, there's a lot of fear in the marketplace.
There is.
And anxiety. And you're seeing it. And I think there's less of that in a small business. I really do, because I think there's more personality with the owner and being involved in so many places and people caring about each other so much. I think relationships are stronger in small businesses, don't you?
I agree. I think that they are. And I think owners, like we said before, they do everything they can to keep employees on. I mean, besides even taking their own cut in pay, like we discussed, they also come up with some pretty innovative ways to keep employees, you know, motivated and still compensated. I see large companies that will just lay off people, whereas smaller companies will think of ways, you know, that maybe we give them sort of a reduced work week, or we come up with a good profit sharing.
A little more creative.
Yeah, I was at, Jim, I was at actually a town hall recently that was sponsored by Intuit, the guys that make QuickBooks software.
Right.
And I also participated in like a Twitter town hall for them.
Now, you weren't just there. You were actually moderating for them, weren't you?
Yeah. Well,
you were hosting it.
I hosted the town hall. We talked about 90 small business owners from around that area. That was last month in near the San Francisco area. And then just a couple weeks ago, I participated in an Intuit. They did a Twitter town hall as well on the financial, you know, situation that's going on and the new SBA loans and all. And you know, what I hear from business owners when it comes to employing people is that not only are they loath to bring people, you know, to let people go, but they're constantly challenged with, you know, creative ways to keep them on staff and motivating them.
Yeah.
And some of them gave us some pretty good ideas.
Well, I'm sure they did. You remember any of them?
One in particular, I mean, your profit sharing was a big sort of trend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Instead of you know, you telling your employees that we're going to be increasing your salary or giving you more of a raise, a lot of business owners nowadays are coming up with different kinds of profit sharing plans.
And it ties the employees' performance to their own pay, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the biggest downside to a profit-sharing plan that came out in these Intuit meetings were that, you know, you really have to go for full disclosure. I mean, a lot of business owners, you know, they kind of keep the numbers close to the chest.
Yep.
But if you're going to let your employees participate in the profits, they got to know the numbers as well. And that's a big downside. The upside, though, is that it completely controls your compensation costs, and it gives your employees the, you know, full motivation to go out and try and, you know, make the company more successful. So if you can put up with the whole disclosure issue of those numbers, you know, I've found a lot of those business owners I spoke to at those Intuit meetings, they really took advantage. They're starting to take advantage of those profit sharing plans. I think it's a pretty good idea.
You know, one of the things we want to say before we go back to that research I mentioned earlier. What do you think about this being an outstanding time for small business owners to find highly trained former employees of big companies?
You know, it's like we said in the earlier segment, we've got these big companies that are still showing lots of profits and laying off lots of people, and these are good people. This is a great time to find, you know, those kinds of people. And it's funny, we were talking about getting, you know, financing for different deals. You know, besides these new ARC loans that the SBA has just started, a lot of business owners are looking for financing to grow their businesses now. I mean, you know, we've kind of hit this sort of trough in the economy, and we're looking at growth. And one of the big pieces of financing is to try and bring on new employees, because we've got a lot of resources that are out there, hungry people, smart people that have been laid off from big companies that are now looking for the opportunity to work for small companies. And, you know, if you go to Craigslist and Monster.com and CareerBuilder and Dice.com.
They're all over the place.
They really are.
Give us that website one more time, quickly.
Sure, it's QuickerBetterWiser.com is mine. And I do also invite your listeners to visit Intuit's website, intuit.com.
Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.